with rock and roll.
On the wireless from the west coast of America, part two with Brian Ferry. Wednesday night from Radio Luxembourg, and you're tuned to the Johnny Walker Show, coming at you from San Francisco, USA. And that's Brian Ferry from the LP, The Bright Strip Bear. I love the whole concept of that. Every time I announce a title, I get this wonderful vision of the bridal suite. That was called What Goes On? What Goes On Indeed, Behind Closed Doors. We have some commercials for you, and then more music following that. Stay tuned.
I got a real fine handbag.
Some items only from Roger Spurs.
Don't cry. People are looking.
I can't help it. What am I going to do?
There's no worrying. What's wrong?
I'm so late. I must be pregnant. You just don't care.
Look, you can't blame me. You should have been on a pill.
Hundreds of unplanned babies are born in Britain every day. If you're a bloke, it's no good just hoping a girl's on the pill. Ask her. If she isn't using a contraceptive, you can buy them from chemists, barbers, even slot machines.
What should we do?
Let's have another drink.
Company is an absolutely marvelous magazine. Especially this month, as they've devoted a whole feature to Robert Powell called At Last an English Hero. Fascinating. Actually, some of the other articles are quite good, too.
Something about Oswald Patel Shyness.
An intriguing piece on sci-fi. And a competition in which you could win a holiday for two in Barbados. But before you read any of that, turn to page 58 and read all about me, Robert Powell, in the January issue of Company. It's out now, not to be missed.
Johnny Walker Show, and this is guaranteed oldie time. You've got to get a kick out of this one. Radio Luxembourg with a really keen other for Ripple, all the way from Memphis. As we get into the dark, dark hours of the night, a romantic ballad. A ballad? A romantic ballad, madam, on Luxembourg. This comes from UFO. It's called Born to Lose. Not a very positive song title, but it's a nice song. Lovely song on Radio Luxembourg, UFO from the album Obsession, and Born to Lose. For 3 minutes you wear, but for the rest of your life you're born to lose. Remember that. I'll be back in a couple of minutes on 208.
James Walker are the people with experience and skill.
We have the very best of the moment, 208, and I just want to remind you that at 11 o'clock, the Stuart Henry Show happens after Johnny Walker.
Radio 208.
And you're listening to Wednesday night's Johnny Walker Show from Luxembourg. And if I'm to do anything of a sort of Alistair Cook letter from San Francisco kind of thing,
and report on what's going on and what life is like living in California. It's impossible to escape the question of marijuana. California as a state in the USA has been gradually becoming more and more liberal in their attitude towards the use of marijuana, and they recently decriminalized it, as have a lot of states in the USA. So that if you're in possession of some marijuana, then you can you get something like a $100 ticket, almost like a traffic ticket. And I think it won't be too long before California will be the first state in the USA to legalize the growth and use and possession of the stuff. But I'm not adding my view on this subject whatsoever. I stay totally on the fence, but just to report things. And in the NewsScript news service here in San Francisco, they put out a sheet to radio stations of news about news and about music. But there's something here on their NewsScript sheet. While stoned drivers more careful, American police are claiming that more and more drivers stoned on pot have been driving erratically and causing automobile accidents. But a new study on the effects of driving while stoned says it isn't so. Researchers at the University of California at Los Angeles recently compared alcohol and marijuana and their effects on vision during simulated road tests. Boozers missed many hazards, while the dope smokers kept normal alertness behind the wheel. Dr. Sally Caswell found that drunk drivers think they're doing just great. They drive faster and more recklessly, while they're actually functioning fine. Smokers' reflexes were lowered somewhat, but they knew it and took extra precautions. These results confirm an earlier study by the Department of Transportation, which showed pot users have no more accidents than straight drivers. There is one notable word of caution from the University of California, though. They say never drive when high on both booze and smoke. It is described as a deadly combination, mixing the worst coordination with the greatest confidence. So be warned. Don't drink, you might spill some, and don't smoke. The smoke gets in your eyes. Here's a song about cars and driving, and this one I'm totally in love with and discovered when I first got to San Francisco a couple of years ago when I was here for just 3 months' work. And this is Daddy Cool and Zoop Zoop Gold Cadillac. I'm potty about this song. It's great. Super Gold Cadillac goes to Paula Asquith from Bowling Avenue, Wakefield, West Yorkshire. Hey, quick, Paula, look outside the front door, is it? That's Daddy Cole, a song called Zoop Zoop Gold Cadillac, and that's just a dedication, Paula. There's no car coming. You just get the record, all right?
Paula Asquith from Bowling Avenue, Wakefield, West Yorkshire.
Paula, my way is saying thanks for writing in a letter. Really nice letter, and good to hear from you. Lots of love to you. Talking of Yorkshire, do you know there's a fellow in Berkeley who runs an authentic English fish and chip shop and comes from Yorkshire and talks like that? And he's been here for about 25 years and not lost his accent at all. I'll do an interview with him pretty soon. We'll get some authentic Yorkshire fish and chips in San Francisco.
This is Nick Wilber on the Big Hit Single. Like that hot child.
Radio Luxembourg, 208 meters, 1439.
Radio Luxembourg, 208.
1439 on your dial.
What's one
on a dial? 1 kilohertz. I mean, they could call it 1440. have all sorts of jingles here, you think. What rhymes with 40? Naughty? Don't allow me to think of that right now. Anyway, listen, that was Nick Gilda, Hot Child in the City, and I'll be back in 2 minutes' time.
This is the Asian...